Well, good day. Thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Rich Moore, Vice President of Fleet Solutions for ChargePoint. Rich, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Rich, tell our listeners a little bit about ChargePoint.
Sure. ChargePoint is a leader in e-mobility. We address charging needs of today, and we help enable electric vehicles in the future, whether it's fleet, auto, transit, or consumer vehicles. We basically focus on giving drivers the ability to go where they want with convenient and reliable charging stations. And really, as new as the technology this is, we've been doing this for about 12 years now. And we've been focused solely on EV charging and solutions tailored to different EV applications across the globe.
So what kinds of cars can ChargePoint products charge?
We can charge all automobiles across North America and Europe right now with our charging options. And that comes on the automobile side and on the commercial fleet side and the e-bus side. So we focus on automotive electric vehicles on the automotive side, the e-bus solutions for electric buses, whether it's transit or school. Mm-hmm. And then we also focus on e-truck, which are heavy-duty vehicles that'll be in last mile and final mile over-the-road applications. So we offer a wide arrangement of charging options that'll fit all categories in the electric fleets.
So, today we're getting inundated with all kinds of information. So what would you say are the three top myths that you see in the EV market right now?
I think access is one of the top myths that you have, that there's a hesitation, that there's not enough access points. That's one. And I think when you look at it from what I do for a living now, and just prior to this, I was at a publicly traded truck rental and leasing company out of Miami for the last 25 years. So I have a lot of fleet experience when mm-hmm. it comes to logistics and final mile and everything. So when you look at electric vehicles, there's a myth that you're just not going to be able to find power when you need it. And when we look at whether it's on the consumer side or on the fleet side, there are tons of options to be able to electrify your fleet. And the fact of the matter is, most consumers don't even do the range that are in the vehicles right now that are coming into market today. And 90% of the charging they do is going to be done at home.
Sure.
And when you look at it on the fleet side of the business with, pickup trucks, the announcement from Ford last week was very exciting. And that is on a commercial market and a consumer market, or you look at the van or the medium duty truck business. The vast majority of that is going to be return to home charging, where those vehicles are going to go out and make a route and they're going to come back to the same depot or similar depots every night. So charging is a routine of end of day or middle of day activity. So the electrification of fleets is not quite as complicated as some people think it's going to be as we kind of roll into a greater availability of vehicles.
Sure. So what kind of fleets can switch their gas vehicles to electric, Rich?
So I think it comes down to a couple things, and when you look at it from a consumer point of view, obviously, if you're coming home every night, chances are you're a pretty good candidate for electric vehicle. Mm-hmm. But you switch over to the fleet side, some of the things that are really attractive. So if you're in operation, whether you're e-bus, so school bus or municipal bus, or your e-truck, if you have a fixed route or you return to home, you probably have a pretty good business case for electrification of your fleet.
So, Rich, what barriers do fleets run into when they begin the process of electrifying?
So I think there's three things, or really four, one being the overall decision of a fleet. So, fleets look at total cost of ownership. Mm-hmm. That's what drives most decisions when it comes to if we're going to electrify, what type of vehicles are we going to purchase for our fleet? How long are we going to run? But also there's three other pieces that fleet should take into consideration, and that's visibility, access, and control. And the main topics around visibility is, are you going to be able to maintain the visibility into your fleet, visibility into your route and your yard, and visibility into the state of charge of your vehicle?
Sure.
And then, you have to be able to have tools that allow you to access information on vehicles, on chargers, on charger settings, and into the network. And then, because it is a fleet and it's a part of your business, you really need control of that fleet. So when you look at charging times and energy settings, or you look at visibility of your depot, of your home, or vehicles in the wild, or you look at, what is your uptime performance and redundancy around fueling, those are the things that we help fleets try and understand when they're making the decision to go from ICE to electric vehicles.
So what environmental impact does going electric really have for fleets?
I think that from an environmental standpoint, obviously, you know, what you're looking at is, you know, how much more efficient are these vehicles going to be,
sure,
you know, versus your current technology, whether you're running gas or diesel or even natural gas right now. And the technology on the internal combustion side has gotten much better over the past 20 years. I mean, I remember starting in this business 25 years ago, what MPG was on diesel to what it is now. And there's been substantial improvements. So when I look at electricity, I look at it as another improvement on MPG, on fuel source and efficiency. So when you look at things like GHG or, you know, really trying to understand what your offset of your carbon footprint is, it's a big decision when you're looking at going into an electric fleet. But at mm-hmm. the same time, what fleets are trying to understand is there an advantage to them moving to electric vehicles over traditional internal combustion? And what is that TCO, that total cost of ownership, going to be post-transitioning to EV versus pre-transitioning to EV? So I think that's some of the major factors that really have a lot of influence on whether fleets are going to make the move or not, besides just the environmental impact. I mean,
right.
I think policy is a good accelerator in the industry, but it can't replace sound financial decisions on if your fleet is going to operate better than your current solution.
So, Rich, how can our listeners learn more about ChargePoint?
So you can go to our webpage, chargepoint.com. There's tons of great information on consumer charging, on fleet charging, on bus charging. We have some EV assessment tools. So if you're a fleet that just wants to understand what it looks like moving to electric vehicles, we do that assessment free of charge. We've helped hundreds of customers start to understand on what that's going to look like for them.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Rich Moore, Vice President of Fleet Solutions for ChargePoint. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you again for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.